Unfocused.
All right, that works.
Ooh, yeah.
Clap. Okay, yeah, I'll do it. There it goes, yeah. It's actually there, but, you know. Anyway,
now we know it's there.
Yeah.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is episode 273 of Unfocused.
That's
right. And 273 is going to be C-Dot. C-Dot. And C-Dot is...
The neighbors are trying to say something.
The acorn.
Yeah, you're good.
The acorn Pokemon. C-Dot is the acorn. Yeah, it makes sense. You look like a fucking acorn. It's, all right.
All right, cool. I give him that. That's fine.
I'll buy it.
That's cool. All
right, this is the podcast where we talk about nerdy things, you know?
Why does he need a seed Pokemon? And why'd you make him an acorn? Never mind.
Don't raise further questions. We talk about video games, comics, movies, anime, all that shit on this podcast. Yeah, and I guess we'll just start off with our Unfocused Weeks. But first, we wanted to say we're live on twitch.tv/unfocused.
No, Collision 28.
Collision 28. Sorry.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/Collision28.
That's right.
And also live. You can watch the next day on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Unfocused podcast. Yes, yeah. That's right.
All right. AJ?
Unfocused Weeks.
Yeah, should I kick us off or you want to do it?
I'll do it real quick because I didn't do too much at all. I didn't read anything, but I did win the hammer yet again.
Oh, it's been going shit, just, you won it?
It's been going back and forth.
Oh, shit.
So I've also been keeping stats of like who wins the hammer, what week, and all that, and like the highest win streak and whatnot, and also keep track of how many participants we actually do have. You know, because there's days where we have like, you know, the usual five. Sometimes it's four or three. You know, there's one time we had eight.
Oh, we did have eight one time. That's right.
So, just looking over all that, I noticed that when I win a hammer, it's usually when it was like four or three people. I've never won it with full five or more.
No.
I don't think. Maybe
you
one,
did. No, you did for sure.
Maybe once or something like that. But more commonly, I win it for sure if there's like three or four people.
Yeah.
Chris has won it when we had the most people, when we have had eight people.
Wow. He won it. He fought through eight people, like basically as many opponents as possible, and then yeah. He won it.
That was a bracket day, though. We did brackets that day.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, when we, yeah, that's just kind of some stats. Other than that, it's like all over the place for everyone else, you know, sometimes five, sometimes four. But I just thought that was interesting. So I was pretty sure that I was going to win it the other night because there's only three of us.
And you did.
I did. Yeah. So yeah, theory proven.
What, Drew didn't go either?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I did Shang. I think I did Shang well all the way through. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. I did Shang well all the way through again. I might've used Mina once. Maybe. But it was Shangwa all the way through. I mean, they did 3 out of 5 matches, which was not pretty good. Chris had to be scared again, though, but, you know, I pulled through.
He's scared.
And then Animal Crossing, I paid off everything. I didn't get any special messages like I wanted to from Tom Nook. So, well, like, when you pay off your...
Is that bitterness I hear in your voice, AJ?
Yeah, I was hoping for something, like, different, you know? But maybe there was something different, and maybe I just didn't notice it. But every time you pay off your house, like, every time you add an addition to it, you know, you add a new room, and the next day he tells you, okay, now you owe this much. And he's like, oh, well, you don't have the money. Okay, well, you know, when you can, just pay us through the system or whatever. And then, you know, you paid it off. He's like, oh, congratulations. Do you want to upgrade? You know, and the next day after you say, oh, do you want to upgrade? He's like, oh, okay, yeah, you can pay me back this much later on. That's how it is. And this time I actually saved up enough money so he wouldn't have to say that. But the one thing I failed to think about is where my money had to be. In my bank account in the game, or like in my pocket. And it wasn't in my pocket, it was just in the bank account. So he kind of said the same thing, but it looked a little bit different.
Oh, so maybe. He did change. He's like, oh, so maybe you have the money somewhere.
yeah. I think I did make him, you know, do
change
a little bit
dialogue.
Different. Yeah, just a little bit. I think so. I got to go back and see if I can see someone who upgraded before and got the message to see if it was different than what I got. But I got all that paid off. I have my basement now. All's good. Haven't been playing a lot though ever since. I feel accomplished.
You felt like you did it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also too, played some Samurai Showdown. That was the game that, Steven chose, to defend his gem with.
Shit.
And I also played some last night with Wags too, because I actually own it now on Epic Games. It's not sold on Steam through PC.
Yeah, you have to get on Epic Games.
But it's sold through Epic Games, and I have an Epic Games account, but I didn't want to do it like Sunday or something
like
that.
Oh, shit, you were ready.
Yeah, I was trying to be ready, but it didn't help any.
You could have just used the Sam Show copy we have. You didn't want that. Yeah, you wanted to be able to fight you and I, right?
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's way over there and everything. So, but anyways, but at the same time, like, you know, I just want my own copy. And like, I was thinking, like, should I even wait for it to get my own system? Am I even going to get my own system? And I was like, you know what? I'm probably not going to get a new console when it comes out. Like, I might as well just get it on PC where I actually am most likely to play it.
And you're going to up your graphics card. So what's the fucking point?
I'm not going to do it. I want to do it. but yeah, new graphics card were announced last week too. So, so maybe I kind of want to now, but we'll see. And then that's right. That's the main thing I want to talk about is I finished building this.
Which it looks awesome.
This controller. No, I'm just kidding. I actually built the actual system.
The whole PlayStation. For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, this NES Nintendo system is made out of Legos.
Yeah, it's the whole Lego set. And it looks like the real thing. Like, even these freaking AV outputs here. It even has the same ones in the back, too. And what's funny is that I posted this on Instagram, and a couple of people were like, oh, is that real? Does it actually play the games? I was like, no, like,
it's a Lego.
Why does everyone keep asking me, is it real? Like, does it play games? Why everyone keeps asking that? It's like, it's Legos, dude. Like,
yeah, you said it was Legos.
Yeah, I even said it was Legos, yeah.
Show them that flap, though.
But even the people that know that it's Legos still ask, oh, wait, does it play the actual games?
Yeah, tilted down. Yeah, you see that Super Mario Brothers is in there, guys. You can't tell, but it's in there.
Just take it out.
Oh, see, I don't even remember how to eject the things.
Yeah,
I don't even remember how to eject them.
No, since I built this and I know the way the mechanics work in there, I know that it needs to be perfectly leveled for the slot system to actually work and put down and come back up. But if you're tilted just a little bit, it's not gonna come up at all.
Oh, I see.
Just the way that gravity works. So even if I had it tilted like this right now, I don't think it'll go down. Oh, it does go down, but it won't come back up.
Yeah.
So that's just one little tidbit. Also, there's a spoiler to this. Do you want to know what the spoiler is?
Don't tell me it's the gun.
Did you blow? Yeah, I did blow on the cartridge. I definitely blew on the cartridge a couple times before I put it in here.
First thing you did, doesn't matter. It's like breaking the bottle on a ship, you know, breaking a champagne bottle on a ship. You had to do it.
You know, it's proven not to be. Well, actually, you know what's funny? What was I watching? I was watching some tech video. I think it was Linus Tech Tips. And they're showing this new converter that you can use old consoles to play like on LED screens and all that. And they pulled out an NES. And the guy put the cartridge in, he plugged it in, and it wouldn't work. And he's like, oh, I keep putting it back in. And the guy behind the car was like, just blowing it. He's like, you know, that doesn't actually work. It actually makes it worse. He's like, just blowing it, man. He's like, all right, fine. He blew it a couple times, put it in, and it worked. He's like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I don't care how many people say that doesn't work. I've got fucking proof. You know, I have experience.
It may not work the first time all the time, but, you know, sometimes works after you've blown it. Who knows? Anyways, the spoiler to this, though, because while building it, I was like, inside this thing, there's like so many random color pieces in here. I was like, what's the point of all this color inside of here? I thought it was to mimic the motherboard look and all that, but it's like, no, it's not even that. I'm not even sure what it is. And then, you want to see the spoiler?
Yeah. Well,
so, on the
spoiler
side.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, no. Guys. On the side of this, you can actually lift up this panel, and there's actually a little mimic of a stage. Of a Mario, I think this is.
What the fuck?
I think this is 1-2. This is the second level.
Yeah. Underground. It looks like it.
Yeah.
Dude, it even has the hidden levels in the back there too.
I remember seeing them like when I made that. You can't even see the pipes. It's green on the green screen here. But when I put these pipes down, I was like, what the fuck is this for? And I put all this blue shit down. I was like, what am I doing?
That was my next question. What did you build it or did it come together as you put it together?
No, this is actually all brick by brick right here. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And I'm just following the instructions in the book.
You didn't even know what you were building.
I didn't know what the fuck I was building. And I put these three things down. I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, why is that here on the side? What is this going to... Is this going to be some weird function? And I start putting these blue pieces. I'm like, why are there blue pieces in this shit? And then a couple of orange pieces. Like, why is there orange pieces in this thing? Every time I keep putting shit down. And the last piece I put in, put it together for me when I made this L shape. When I made this L shape pipe.
The jump over thing, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. This is a stage.
That's fucking cool.
And this red and... This is Mario, I think. That red and brown thing.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
And these are platforms that are supposed to be going up and down and
you
shit.
You know what? If you look at it from far, it kind of does look like Mario. Like,
yeah, from afar, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Because I stood back and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's the little what should we call it?
Spoiler.
Little Easter egg is what it is. And this is not even, I'm not even done with the whole set.
There's more? There's a TV, right?
Yeah, the TV set is next. And that thing is freaking huge.
This thing...
So the game cartridge, the controller, and the NES system, that's one book. That's just this one book here.
Oh, don't tell me the fucking thing has its own book.
There's a second book for the TV.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The TV's just as much work as all that.
Yep. Probably more, actually. I've heard some people talk about it, and they say it's super tedious because the TV, the Lego NES TV set, it scrolls.
Oh, God.
And there's a whole, like, there's a whole stage that scrolls by. And this Mario thing.
Oh, so you actually build like two levels, basically, and then they scroll?
Yeah, and then you turn one of these knobs, and there's a mechanics inside that actually scroll the wheel, and then the screen moves.
Dude, can I give whoever made this an A for effort, bro?
Right, an A? Shit, give them an S.
All right, we're going Japanese on you.
But yeah, so I'll say that for another day when I'm like not doing anything. But this altogether probably took me like three or four separate nights. Is because I built the controller one night. I built the cartridge in, I think the controller and the cartridge in one night, actually. And then the system itself probably took me two or three nights to put together. But yeah, I built that. It looks dope. It's cool. Everyone keeps thinking it's a real one when they walk in, but when you get closer, then you see, oh shit, it's not real. And then also the controller actually does plug into the little controller port here too, which is cool.
My bad. You get a second one? You can't buy a second one separately?
A second controller? I know, that'd be dope if it sold separately, a second controller.
Like if you want it, like, $5-$10 or something like
that. That'd be dope. Anyways, but yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
First, I'm going to show off this dope-ass Superman glass I got.
Oh, shit, you got a new glass.
Yeah, I've had it, but I keep forgetting to show it on the podcast. I love it because it's so old school, and when I was a kid, I used to actually watch these old fucking whack-ass Superman cartoons, because it was the only thing we had back then, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like this glass. It reminds me of those old
breaking
days.
The chains.
You know?
Why is he breaking chains? Oh, because he's Superman.
All right. That's what he did. Apparently, they thought that was a feat back then, you know? But now every superhero can do that. You know?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, all right, so I'm Focus Week. One thing, I got to play a few games with our buddy Wags for a bit. Played a little Splatoon. Sadly, Salmon Run wasn't open, of course, the one time we wanted to do it. And yeah, he got me a nice birthday present, a little late birthday present. Kaioken Goku, my favorite fucking power-up for Goku. I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so basically fucking multiplies his power, and he takes more damage during this time, but like he fucking...
Oh, he's like Shin Akuma.
Yeah, he's like Shin Akuma, yeah. He's super fast, he does way more damage, but yeah. Like if you hit him, he gets really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it pushes his body to the limits. This is my favorite Goku. I love Kaioken. Cool-ass power-up. So yeah, thank you, Wags, for that. I went and picked up my new my comics from the comic book store. These motherfuckers tried to fucking put me in the trick bag a little bit, man. I came and took my comics. I had all these fucking comics. I'm like, I didn't ask for none of these. And they're like, oh, we add them to your pull list if you do events. And I was like, no, I'm not buying that. I didn't ask for that. And they were like, oh, well, you know, you should unclick it, blah, blah, if you don't want the event. No. I'm like, you guys can unclick it. I never asked for that. And they were like, oh, okay. They were real cool about it, but I was just like, you guys trying to make me buy all these fucking comics? Like, I didn't ask for this shit. So, yeah, they were cool about it. They put it back. I guess I didn't understand their online system or whatever, you know?
I got to see that online system thing because I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't go to your comic book store, too.
Yeah, like, it's only a thing if they're your regular place.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, well, you cross that bridge when you come to it. But anyway, yeah, but it was just cool. I picked up some comics from them that I actually ordered. So they put the other ones back. And cool. Yeah, one of my favorite X-Men comics that looks like it's coming back in the story. They finally made it again is X-Factor. You know, there's two different versions of this. One is a government team of mutants that works for the government. The other one is a mutant investigation, like a detective agency.
Hmm.
And I heard this is a
like
cross.
Like Chaotix.
Yeah, yeah, like Chaotix. Exactly like Chaotix. Yeah, that's what they are. And, you know, they basically investigate missing mutants and issues going on with mutants. But now this is a brand new X-Factor series. And someone told me it's kind of a cross between the two.
Hmm.
And I'm very interested to see what that means. I like this one character here. I don't know who this mutant is with the suit and all the eyes. I like this fucker. I don't even know who he is, but he gives me a real Kurapika vibe.
Is he friends with Donzo by any chance?
It looks like, man, Donzo doesn't have many friends like that. They don't last very long, you know.
That's true. Actually, he probably don't want to meet up with Donzo.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's only got friends like that for a week or so. Like, yeah, so I got that X Factor. I'm real excited to read it because I want to know what kind of team they're gonna be. And yeah, this one over here is another one that was recommended to me by that comic book store. And the other reason I love this comic book store is anytime they recommend a comic to me, it's always fucking amazing. Like, they always tell me once a week.
But what about all the other shit they try to make you buy? Aren't those not recommendations?
All you gotta do is tell them to fuck off with all that. but yeah, they recommend me something every time. And, like, specifically, like, they pull it out of your box. Like, hey, this isn't part of your pool, but we were thinking you might like this based on the shit you read, so it's up to you if you want to buy it. And they put it right there.
Don't make me try to read more shit. That's what I really like.
that's what I thought. But like when I started reading their picks and shit, I was like, dude, this is kind of like my style. Like I like this shit. And then there's this new one. I haven't read it at all. It's called Firepower. I have no idea what it's about, but it looks like a guy shooting a fireball.
That's always cool.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Hadouken.
Yeah, it looks like he's throwing a Hadouken.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about. It's an Image comic. I always trust Image. And it's made by the guy who wrote Walking Dead, Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what it's about. I'm assuming it's going to be a lot darker than just superpowers, because usually his shit is darker than what he's presenting it to you to be at the beginning.
Like zombies? Not really about zombies.
It's not, because it's about human darkness.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, you already get it. Yeah, you know what I mean. Exactly, man. And so, some pretty cool shit. I'm going to be checking them out. Otherwise, I watched episode 2. I know I'm going slow. I'm going slow on purpose.
Of what?
Umbrella Academy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, it's dope. I liked it right away with the whole Vanya and Luther talking finally. And I was like, fuck yeah, I've been waiting for that for the whole season, you know? Like, for the whole last season, you know? They just sit down and talk for a second. So it was real dope. It's just good. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it, you know? But I like it a lot. Character interactions are good. Like, their vibe, their brother-sister vibes are just so good. Like, you feel like they've known each other forever, and they're just, like, over each other's bullshit, you know? Like, it's pretty cool.
Taiji says, do you see why I keep saying it's, like, heroes yet?
I kind of get that. Yeah, I guess I kind of get it. I don't know if I would say it's, like, heroes. I feel a lot more like it's a mystery. Like, I guess heroes is a mystery, too. Yeah,
okay. That time travel aspect probably is like, you see the future and then you're back to the past. You're like, okay, I gotta fix what's gonna happen like in a couple days or whatever.
Now I get you, Taichi. By you saying that, AJ, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, okay, yeah, that is very heroes like. But yeah,
at least these people know their powers, you know.
Yeah, they know their powers.
Except for Vanya.
And I like that they're family too. I like that they all know each other. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the dynamic too, because like, you know, usually when you like watching a show and someone sees something like, oh my god, you know, but these guys like, you again, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly. They're like, this motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, I know what he's about to do next. Like, they all know each other.
Yeah, but then when it comes down to it, you know, they're there for each other. But other than it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. All right, so
save the something, save the world.
I mean, there's no something to save yet that I know about. Maybe I have to get further in.
Yeah, you do.
So, okay, yeah.
I don't think there's anything. Oh yeah, there is something to save.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it's been mentioned yet. Has it been mentioned yet that somebody wants to go save somebody?
Well, yeah, I know that they want to stop that shooting from happening, but like, we already know that that's not what saves the world, because that can't be. Like, that has to happen.
In a way, it's the other way around. It's like, don't save something, save the world.
It's more like, don't save them, so then the world doesn't get saved. Yeah, exactly. When the world does get saved, I should say. But yeah, that's really good. You know what I watched on HBO Max is a brand new show that just came out last week. And this is the first time I'm, like, on top of it. Fucking Raised by Wolves. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's a
Do you want to be on top of it, T? Do you want to wait week to week?
I don't, but I kind of, you know, that's funny you said, I'm actually in that position with Lovecraft Country, and it's kind of awesome, because I know when it's coming out Sunday, I have a nice feeling in my stomach when it comes out on Sunday, and I wait for 2 days, and I finally watch it, and then I'm just sad for like 3 days, and then it comes out, and I'm happy again.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how I feel about it. It's kind of like a roller coaster. I kind of like it. I kind of don't like it. But yeah, so Raised by Wolves is a sci-fi show made by the guy who made Alien, like the Alien movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really fucked up and really dark. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's a crazy-ass sci-fi. Very wild, very, very crazy. It's like a thriller action drama. You know, a lot of action, a lot of space flying and shit.
Space flying.
You know, a lot of spaceships and shit, you know. I think you'd like it. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I watched that, and it was really good. Other than that, I think that's about it. That covers the InFocus
week. What was that show called again?
Raised by Wolves.
And that has spaceships?
Dude, it has nothing to do with wilderness shit. It's all about space and another
planet. These titles, man.
It makes sense if you see the first episode. You'll get what they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
But like, if you don't see the first episode, you're like, what?
No, I'm going to make a show called The Wilderness and have it be about space.
Damn. It could work, though. I get it, you know?
The mountains and like you're in, like, in the air.
And you're in a room.
Yeah. In a room, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's it for the InFocus week. That covers most things. I don't think there's anything else I want to say. I think I've been on. That's about it.
All right.
AJ, you want to tell us the things where we're available?
Yeah, we're available on different podcast venues, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Actually, do I have the website thing open up right here? Yes, I do. Let's see. We're also available on... If the things wasn't so slow, show distribution. Spotify, that's right. Amazon Music, are we there now? No, we're not yet, but we could be. And TuneIn, I think. I don't know. But we're in various places. Also, we're on Twitter, @andfocus28. Instagram, @andfocuspodcast.
Email.
Collision28.com for, like, you know, ways to subscribe and all that. Discord, collision28.com/discord to join that. And you can always email us for stuff, @andfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to correct us on news or tell us about news to talk about, that's where you can do it.
That's right. And now I'm gonna push two buttons at the same time now. You ready?
At the same damn time?
Yeah. Let's hope I can do this correctly. I think it's this button.
I believe in you, AJ.
All right.
Okay!
This is the dude. I think I did it too early.
The dude.
You know what I just thought about? We have a new WAGS segment that we're not going to be able to listen to.
Oh, no.
And what's funny is that he actually put the effort to edit it himself.
Wow, he edited himself.
Yeah,
too,
so like, you know what? I'm not going to watch it then. I'm going to just judge it live on the show.
And then we don't get to hear it.
Yeah, because usually he sends it to me and with some pictures, and I'll put the pictures in there and all that just real quick right before the show. This time he did it, so I was like, I'm going to see how he does on his own. But I'm not even going to be able to listen to it live. So I might have to like watch it on the side or something, or I don't know. I guess we'll see when we get to that point. I'm pretty sure the stream will be able to hear it, though.
Okay.
Anyways, news. We got a lot of stuff that happened this week, surprisingly.
Yeah, let's start jumping into it. Okay. Apparently there was an event today. I didn't know this was a thing. Facebook Connect.
Oh, what the fuck? Okay.
Where they talked about a bunch of Oculus things and
Okay. That was something that did happen. There's a lot of events this week. Apple just had an event yesterday about their new like iPads and Apple Watch. Not iPhones though. Sony had an event today. Was it today? Yeah, today that we'll talk about later.
It also seems like Marvel had an event because there was a bunch of Marvel news earlier this week, too. Maybe it wasn't an event, but...
But some news came out,
right?
They
talked about a bunch of shit this week.
Yeah, there's something else later in the week, too. So, yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So, in this event that was today, they introduced a new game, their new VR game called Jurassic World Aftermath.
Aftermath.
And this game will drop you off.
It's a game, okay.
Yeah, it's a game, and it's a VR game, so it's going to be very creepy and interactive, I'm assuming. And the story...
I'm creepy and interactive.
Is that a threat? the story's going to be about Nublar Island. Nublar Island, I guess that's from the Jurassic World movies.
Yeah, that's one of the islands.
Yeah, and the story of this game is you just crash-landed onto Isla Nublara. And velociraptors are stalking your every move.
As they always do.
As they do. You know, you expect it.
A raptor does.
Think quick and solve your way to safety in this thrilling new adventure. So basically, it's a horror game. It's basically, that's what I'm getting
from
it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's technically not, it seems like an adventure game because it's Jurassic Park, but it's technically a horror game. And you're kind of like being sneaky, trying to solve problems and stay away from raptors and shit like that.
Yeah, just like the end of Jurassic Park, the original, and also like the Lost World too, when they're like going through the grass.
Lost World, like that. Yeah, it's true. And those are the kind of the best parts of Jurassic Park, so I see why the game is focused on this.
Yeah, that sounds cool, actually.
Yeah. That was announced today, but the release date is not given yet, but they said it will be coming out soon. We'll be hearing updates later this year, so just keep your ears open.
Cool.
AJ?
What the fuck? Who put raptor? Is that a raptor? What is
Whoa,
that?
Whoa, where you get that raptor fucking image from? That's sick.
Komodo hype.
Komodo hype.
Yeah, that's the name of the thing. Anyways, other news. Scott Pilgrim is back.
Oh, shit. I'm guessing we're talking about this awesome game that we were talking about.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, there is news that the creator was out there talking like, hey, I got a phone call, you know, from Ubisoft, whoever has the rights to the game, I forgot who it was, And, you know, it was, that's all he said. He didn't even tell us, like, what was going to happen.
He just left it at
that? What was trying to happen. He just say, hey, I finally got the phone call. You know, like, things are going to be happening probably. You know, he just kind of just left it up in the air, like, what he was actually talking about. But, yeah, looks like it's going to happen. The game, the arcade beat-em-up game that came out for the PSN, PlayStation Network, a few years ago, 8 years ago. I don't know how long ago, but it was a while ago. It's coming back. So the quote from the game creator, I suppose, it says, team up with friends to battle your way through waves of tough enemies to fight for love. Oh, Ubisoft said this. So share health coins, complete mini games like dodgeball, and challenge each other to an epic last one standing duel.
Oh, nice. So it has all the features we were talking about. They didn't leave anything out. That's cool.
The complete edition, which includes Nice Chow and Wallace Wells downloadable content, or the DLC, will be available holiday 2020 on PS4, Xbox One,
you can family be Wallace devices, Wells?
Mm-hmm. Switch, Stadia, PC, and Uplay, because it's Ubisoft.
Yo, bro, that's hilarious. Wallace Wells is the one that can't fight. Remember, that's his roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you able to be him? That's so random and funny. Like,
that's cool. So he's like the Dan of the game, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. Imagine he has like a super powerful like finishing move or something.
He probably does. Yeah. I haven't played like him before. I barely played the game like maybe once, because I think Will brought it over because he actually owned it on his PlayStation.
We all played it together that time, yeah, and it was pretty fun, I think.
Because Wallace has nicer stuff.
That's true. Fair enough.
But yeah, it's coming back. So in December, we'll see this out for like everything. So yeah, I'm kind of down to go ahead and barely get this. I don't know, maybe on PC I'll do it, because it's available on everything. I can even get it on Switch if I wanted to.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, look out for that.
If you coming felt back. Like it. All right, other news. Disney announced a bunch of titles that will be coming to Disney Plus via a trailer today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. This is a press release. I'm sorry. It was a trailer for a press release. And so basically, they announced a bunch of titles showing up and new to Disney Plus for the last quarter of the year. Some of the things mentioned. Big, you know, with Tom Hanks? Big, you know, where he's a kid in a grown man's body?
No.
What? You never seen Big? That's what Shazam is all based off of, like, that old movie, like, Tom Hanks.
Interesting.
Anyway, basically, it's just a kid who just ends up in Tom Hanks' body, and, like, he's a child, but he's fucking, you know, anyway. That's coming there. It's a great movie. Hidden Figures, never seen that. Black Beauty. So there's some, like, old-school classic ones that'll be there. Now, as far as some new titles, we got Mandalorian Season 2. There's a trailer now for that.
That's right. I haven't seen that one yet. Yeah, because I've heard about it.
Yeah, because of the announcement, there's a trailer. And you ready for this?
No.
WandaVision.
Oh, wait. When?
2020. Last quarter shit. Of this year.
Like, hey, isn't that, that's what we thought, though.
No, this is official. This is what they said. Oh, you're saying. This
yeah,
is what
we did think this. We did think that already, but yeah. It's been like actually confirmed.
Now it's confirmed.
Actually, yeah.
And and me and AJ were speculating this a couple weeks ago. The reason for that is because they said that was further along in their production than Falcon and Winter Soldier was.
Yeah.
Which was weird because Falcon and Winter Soldier was beforehand. So I guess that they have more real life filming.
Yeah, that was supposed to come out first before WandaVision, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And so I remember them saying specifically they can't show Falcon and Winter Soldier without Black Widow being out. But I'm guessing that's okay with WandaVision because, you know, I guess it's unrelated enough that it won't affect the storyline. So WandaVision will be coming out.
Why do we hear that?
Because we won.
Oh, okay. Well, but, I just resubscribed.
Awesome. I want to do it too. But yeah, so keep that in mind, guys. WandaVision is coming this year. You're not going to be lagging on that. That means it'll be the first Marvel project we've gotten in 2 years.
Yeah. No, in 1 year. In a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay, yeah. It's a year and a half now.
Yeah, because Spider-Man was like, what, last summer?
July.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, that's true. That's pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. You want me to go again? How much news? Do you have a lot of news?
I got a decent amount, yeah.
Okay, then I won't go again. Go ahead.
All right. Last week, we got the announcement for the Xbox Series X and Series S coming out last week, right? One thing I forgot to mention was that Xbox is going to have this payment plan called the Xbox All Access. So if you want to get the system and not pay the full price, like $299 or $499 for the systems, you could do a 24-month plan for the system. And if you do that, you also get access, free access pretty much, to the Game Pass. the Xbox Game Pass, which allows you to play random games and stuff like that, you know, all for free as long as you're paying that subscription. That subscription, I think, costs like $20 or $30 a month. But if you want to get the system with that, then it's just either $24.99 for the S series or $34.99 a month for the X series. And you just pay that for 24 months. And once you pay it off, the Xbox system is yours. As well as, you know, whatever you got from that All Access shit, too.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's all coming out when the system comes out. So if you want to, if you don't have all the money to put down right away on a new system and a new game and all that and whatever else you may need, you can just get this service here and get, you know, the system and just whatever games are available to play. So you pretty much will always have games to play if you're paying for the service as well. Mm-hmm. Payment plan for the white speaker. Yeah, for the white speaker. The white speaker gets it, too, for $24.99 a month. Or $34.99 for the refrigerator.
Okay, nice, nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're interested in that, go look out for that. It's the Xbox All Access, that's what it's called.
Okay. Other news. So, they're doing a reboot on Disney Plus for Doogie Howser. For anyone that doesn't
on
remember
what?
Doogie Howser on Disney Plus.
Oh, wow.
It's been ordered, it has not been shot yet. It will be written by Courtney Kang, and it'll be 10 episodes.
Courtney Kang, that sounds familiar.
I don't know what she's done beforehand, but she'll be writing it for Disney Plus. This new series is set in a modern day Hawaii. Follows a 16-year-old girl named Lahela Doogie Kamealoha. So it's not really Doogie Howser. I mean, it's Doogie Kamealoha. I don't know how they're going to spin this and make it work. I feel like this is just kind of putting the name on a brand new show.
Oh, but she did a little bit of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay. So it could be funny. I could see. Well, that's funny because Neil Patrick Harris, right?
Oh, that's true,
damn,
too.
Damn,
yeah.
That's fucking.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's probably going to be involved in this in some way. I'm going to guess. I don't
like,
know.
And she was producer on that. And she's also the producer on something called co-executive producer for Fresh Off the Boat. Which was in 2017.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. But that's like the only credits I can really find for her. Oh, no, she's done some other shit, but I don't know any of these things.
Yeah.
I don't know why she sounds familiar. Anyways.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, I don't know if we need this, but I mean, I'll check it out just to watch it. But I like, okay, I get young, talented doctor is the whole point, but...
Yeah, I don't remember...
Last name's not even Howser. What were you going to say?
I don't remember anything about Doogie Howser back in the day, except that at the very end, he was always writing on his computer.
He's always typing,
typing to somebody.
His notes.
Yeah. Like, wasn't he chatting to somebody sometimes? Because someone would respond sometimes, no?
No. He was an intern keeping notes.
Oh, that was just his notes taking?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I thought he was on AIM or something.
It was the thing at the time, so I could see what
actually, no, it wasn't. AIM was a thing.
Oh,
like
it wasn't yet.
15 years later or
yeah,
some shit.
Damn, it wasn't there yet. You're just predicting the future, man. You were being Tupac
for
on
real.
That shit.
See, when I saw that when I was young, I knew, oh, that's AIM in the future.
Fuck. What are you doing here, bro? But yeah, so...
Making sure everything's going good.
There's no details about when this will come out, but yeah, this will be coming out soon. Doogie has a reboot. I don't know if I need this, but I'll watch it, whatever.
Cool.
AJ?
So today, one of the big announcements was at Sony PlayStation 5. We finally got pricings. We got prices, guys. So there's two systems, which I kind of forgot there is two systems, but there's an optical disk drive system and the all-digital system that has no disk drive. So if you want to just download your games, you get that smaller console. You want to buy your games physically on a disc and put it in the system, then you get the more expensive version. That more expensive version, which is coming out November 12th, is going to be $500, $499.99. And the other version, the all-digital one, is going to be $399.99, so $400. So $500, $400, which is equal to the Xbox pricing, except for that digital version, which is more expensive.
Wasn't it like that with $100 more. Wasn't it like that with a 360 as well? Wasn't it closer in price than the PlayStation 3 was?
I feel like one of them was cheaper than the other.
It was pretty close, though. Just barely, right?
Like by like $50 or something.
Yeah, because I remember PlayStation's being a good $100 or $150 difference between the two types.
Mm-hmm.
And then Xbox is being like, well, I might as well just get the better one, because like, it's, you know, it was like you said, it's like $50 difference.
Yeah, the 360, though, if you're talking about that, the 360, though, when that came out, that's when PS3 was came out. PS3 was fucking expensive at the time, though. I don't remember the pricing between PS4 and Xbox One, but I don't think they're similar in pricing. I don't know. It's been all over the place, though, over the years. Tai Chi says 60GB PS3 was $600. Yeah, so I know that PS3 was expensive. But anyways, this is our new pricing for this console generation. 20 gigabyte system was $500. Man, 20 gig sounds like nothing. 60 gig sounds like nothing. now we got terabytes and shit. Half a terabyte anyways in most cases. But the games, they're saying too, games are going to range from $50 to $70. So no $60 standard, but $70 for a high-end game possibly.
Bro, it's going to be almost $100 for a game?
Or $50. Like some could be 50.
Bro, 70s, that's, oh man.
Maybe some of them will stay 60.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, bro. But
$70 for some games.
That's a deterrent, bro. I can't do 80. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was so mad about 60. Like, when they did, what was it? Was that PS3?
Probably, I don't know, probably.
When it became 60, right? I think it was PS3.
I think so. Dude, I don't remember. I didn't really buy my own games back then.
Yeah, dude. And me
actually, PS3 was when I started buying my own games, actually.
Yeah, and I feel like I only bought 3 of them because I was like, that's too much. I bought like 3 or 4 games for that whole console. Like, oh, it's so weird. That's a lot of money. That's why not do Steam, you know?
honestly, it might be the same because they try to stay equal in price.
Steam's always a little bit cheaper, right?
They have a lot of sales.
Oh, so it seems cheaper if you buy it at the right time.
Yeah.
I see. I get it. Okay. Interesting. All right.
But yeah, also the controller $70 as well, guys. They announced a list of interesting stuff too. There's a whole game showcase too. And so some of those games, the first one they started off with, which I didn't see this trailer, I completely missed this, but it was Final Fantasy 16. We're not there yet. That we were there already.
What do you mean?
16, Final Fantasy 16.
I didn't think we were there yet, but we are.
We are. 16 is the newest one.
Yeah, okay. That's where we're at.
So that's like a brand new that's not been out yet, right? It's not a remake. Okay, right. That's cool. So 15 was the last one then. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Miles Morales was a game. Oh, did you want to show that trailer real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and just like show a little bit of it in the background while we're talking.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. Tinkerer would like seem to be like the main like villain or some shit.
Which is a surprising move. That's a random-ass villain.
It kind of is, yeah.
Saw him actually in Homecoming.
Yeah, Tinkerer, we did. Right? But he looks all freaking like souped up in here and stuff. Like if it's a little bit,
he made himself a suit. Oh yeah, this is what we want to see. Yeah, this is the shit.
Yeah, the whole fighting and shit, which looks pretty dope.
And so, oh, you know, one thing I didn't mention for my Focus Week is I've been playing Spider-Man for PS4, dude.
Oh yeah, how's that been,
dude? It's amazing. It's so good. It's literally the best superhero video game I've ever played. Like no question. Mm. Beats Batman. Beats the old Spider-Man game for PlayStation. Beats all the X-Men games. Like, dude, it's good. I feel like if you played it, you would. It's so intuitive. His web That's swinging cool. just makes so much sense, you know? Like, you feel it when it's happening. Like, it's nuts, dude. So, I say that to say this. That Spider-Man PS4 game is not overrated. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, that's like, what I hear. Everyone loves that game. And this is, like, the second part to it in some way or something like that? Or some continuation of it?
I would say this is a 1.5. I mean, I guess you could say it's a sequel. Because it's the same. It's a full-on game. Just your Miles now instead of Peter. And it will build off of that game's mechanics and story, but it is its own fucking game.
Was Miles introduced in that Spider-Man
game? Yeah, he shows up in there, but you can't be him, and he's just around, you know, and they show that him and Peter are cool. They pretty much hint that he is fucking already Spider-Man, you know, as well.
Ah, okay, that's cool.
And so now they're following through with it, and they got the same voice actor, so I'm guessing it's like...
I was saying fucking Miles here doing some crazy shit. He has some Black Panther shit going on right here.
Yeah, that's his Venom Sting.
He can go invisible and shit. Venom Sting?
Yeah,
shit?
He has a move called... It has nothing to do with Venom, though.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
I know. He has a sting.
Can't you throw away like words like that in the Marvel Universe?
Right? They decided they could, right? Yeah, that's his Venom Sting. Like he can sting you with his fucking with an electric blast, just a little bit.
And he goes invisible and shit.
Yeah, that's one of his stealth powers.
Damn. Actually, I think I saw that in the movie though.
Yeah, that's in the movie. Yeah, you know, it's because some spiders can like blend into their backgrounds, so he's basically like adopting that.
He has
power
like a camouflage type of thing.
That spark is the sting right there.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's cool. But yeah, it looks like he has all those powers in here in this game. Tai Chi's saying Tinker is a girl. I had no clue that Tinker is a chick in this game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that either. But yeah, the fucking visuals in this game look pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're taking advantage of like the whole thing that they've been doing with games lately. The light rays, you know, not being, you know, it's all... physics and shit. What's that fucking...
I don't understand. Wait, explain that to me.
Ray tracing. One of those all like ray tracing shit going on in here.
You mean the interactive button pushing and shit?
No, ray tracing is the graphics in the games. Because all games back in the past, if you want light involved, you literally have to make that light shine in a certain way. And so you won't get natural shadows or things like that. Or if light came down in a certain way, you know, you wouldn't get shadows as you normally would in real life and all that.
I see.
Or light wouldn't shine. You have to make that up yourself.
Everything's accurate except for that, and you have to actually program it.
Yeah, you have to program, yeah. So, but like ray tracing is when you can have a light source and have it interact with, you know, like as light actually does in real life, where you have shadows.
Oh,
and all that.
Shit. It's an Iron Man reference.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick. Okay. That's pretty fucking cool that you can do that shit.
Yeah.
That's like for sure a Homecoming reference. Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay. They went out of their way to like, you know, like, at first I thought they were trying to be subtle, but then they showed this part. Okay. That's, yeah. It's a Homecoming reference. Okay. All right.
You gotta push square.
Oh,
apparently.
These motherfuckers are coming. Oh, I thought they were villains coming to fuck you up afterwards.
I know. I think it was saving him. But he missed one, though. Just like in Iron Man or in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this game looks good. This is one of the many, along with Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah, some other ones they talked about. Harry Potter has a game, yes, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I don't think it's going to follow Harry Potter or stuff like that. I think
it's more
about
his world, right?
Yeah, what I'm hoping, I wasn't paying 100% attention to it, but I'm guessing you can create, or at least I hope this is what it is, you can create your own character and live in this world and go do some adventure, you know, being your own type of wizard and everything.
That's
so
cool.
Hopefully that's what it was going to be, because, I mean, it's called Hogwarts Legacy, you know, Harry Potter connected to it, so you're not in that school year or anything like that. Also, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, they showed some gameplay of that. They also had Devil May Cry 5 getting some type of remake.
Right.
Oddworld's getting a new game. It's called Soulstorm.
Ooh, a new Oddworld game?
Mm-hmm. Oddworld,
wow.
Soulstorm. Five Nights at Freddy, Security Breach, which I guess
that.
Is a new game. Demon's Souls, I guess opposed to Demon's Souls. What else was there? Oh, and also they teased a little game, God of War. At the end, Ragnarok.
That's what I was going to talk about. God of War Ragnarok is coming too. Yeah. That's the one I've been waiting to
We didn't get any gameplay for it. We just got a little icon and it said Ragnarok is coming. And
I like the symbol.
You heard, what's his name, Kratos say some shit in the background.
And you know what Ragnarok is, right?
I saw it in Thor, so I don't know.
It's the Ragnarok is a historic biblical event in the Norse God Bible or whatever, in Norse God mythology, where all the gods die.
Oh, shit.
And the gods live forever. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a cycle. They don't really live forever. They just live forever compared to humans.
They live in the cycle.
yeah, basically. Yeah, they live forever compared to humans.
Ah, okay.
And there is a time where all the fucking gods have to die.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what Ragnarok is. Basically, it fits Kratos. He's a god murderer.
Yeah.
So he's letting you know, I'm Ragnarok.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm getting from you. I'm Ragnarok, motherfuckers.
Damn,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also, they showed off Resident Evil 8 Village. I like the way they spelled village. The V-I-L-L, that's 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, I don't think they said it's Resident Evil 8. I think they said, oh, no, it's Resident Evil Village. There's an 8 in there. Shut up. He even showed us. I don't know. Anyways, I heard that was an argument that was made like a while back. But yeah, they mentioned a bunch of other games. They had a whole showcase for games that are going to be on their PSN. So you know how you get an exclusive game like once a month or whatever. They showed off a lot. I heard one of them was Street Fighter V, which is cool. So anyone that has a PSN account can play Street Fighter V for like free. Also, you know, it was funny watching that shit. Every other game had a Capcom logo in it, and I just hoping every single time. Oh shit, Darkstalkers! Yeah, every single time I saw a Capcom logo.
That's funny. I wouldn't even thought about it. I should have been thinking that.
Especially when I saw the Devil May Cry shit, because everything was all gritty and shit, and there's like something flying by. I was like, oh shit, Darkstalkers! I was like, oh, it's Devil May Cry.
Hey, we're almost in October. Like, let's fucking do. We're almost Halloween, bro. Let's do some Darkstalkers shit.
I know,
yeah.
Right? Damn. But anyways,
you know, we should fucking start a campaign, AJ.
Right, just continue with that.
Like, dude, what if we made Unfocus, like, start a fucking campaign and rally a bunch of people, like, let's fucking protest for Darkstalkers. It works. It works. Like, every time people do this shit, you know, with a strong enough base, it works.
I think that's the thing, though. We need to have a strong enough base, like, people that actually want it.
We can start it like, here.
Because I hear people talk about it all the time, but not all at once. But,
that's true. It's always, like, sporadic, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But... yeah, I would like a new Darkstalkers.
Yeah, me too, dude. The last one, the PlayStation one was, the PSP one was so good. Like, I was like, I want to play more of it.
Yeah.
That's the first time I cared about their game system was the PSP one. And I'm like, fuck, I want more of this.
Mm-hmm. Ragnarok's coming. This is Tinker with her mask and shit.
She looks like Ghost. Iron Man. She looks like fucking Ghost. True. Yeah. Which I don't really care for that villain, but you know.
Denied.
Whatever. She's not a villain.
All right, my bad.
Like, they needed to fucking help her the Fine. Whole time. I was like, that's the only reason I don't care for
her. She was an anti-villain, okay?
Yeah. I got some problems with Ant-Man and the Wasp. Speaking of that, let's jump into some real quick news I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about something else, but since we're talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp...
Hey, you brought it up.
I know I did, but since I'm talking about it, Jonathan Majors. You heard of this guy?
He sounds major.
I think he's pretty major after what you're about to hear. So Jonathan Majors...
Oh, we have a picture of this?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors is an actor from the show Lovecraft Country, which I've been talking about. And it's basically like a horror show on HBO Max. It's really fucking good. People are loving it. I love it. So I'm assuming because of his success in fucking Lovecraft Country,
mm-hmm.
he just got announced this week that he is now officially working for Marvel.
Whoa.
And he's casted in Ant-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this part is, I mean, a lot of people are saying it. I still think it's speculation. We haven't heard Marvel say it. We haven't heard him say it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say this part's speculation, but everyone keeps saying he's casted as Kang the Conqueror, which is a big fucking deal. Because I don't know if you remember what I told you about him.
I've heard of him before. He has something to do with time travel.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And it would be poignant that he's the main villain of Phase 4 because Tony Stark's famous line before he went away, you mess with time, time tends to mess back.
Yeah.
And that's the whole concept of Kang the Conqueror in the comic books.
Mm.
Like, usually if you fuck with time, you're fucking with his shit somehow. And he'll come back and make you fucking pay for it or make you, like, help him fix it or just kill you. Because he finds you as a threat, you know? Like, so I think it's a really cool idea that this guy's going to be him and that he's going to be a villain in Ant-Man. Because maybe this fucker's hanging out in the microverse. And
yeah.
Time goes slower in a smaller surface area?
Yeah.
So maybe he's been there amassing a big-ass kingdom and a whole bunch of power and technology for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, it seems like he's only been gone for, like, fucking a few years or something. Yeah. I don't know. And this mother, he could be a regular guy that came back. And the other thing that's interesting about this is Kang the Conqueror, his real name, his secret identity name is Nathaniel Richards.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes. And that's because he is the great, great, great grandson of Reed Richards.
On the future then, huh?
Mm-hmm. From the future. Mr. Fantastic is known as the smartest man in the world in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
He solves all the fucking science problems. Like him and... Like Iron Man, when Iron Man can't figure something out, he goes to fucking Reed Richards.
Hmm.
And so I think that's dope. I like the idea of that, of a character that like is trying to push past his ancestor who's really famous and shit and to prove that he's better.
Right.
I think that's a really cool idea. Also, some people are like mad that like that he's black and like Reed Richards would be white or whatever. I'm like, dude, it's the future. Who knows how many fucking family timelines have gone down before they got to Kang the Conqueror. You know what I mean?
True. Like,
it wouldn't be weird if he's black or Irish or Asian or whatever the fuck.
True.
Like, you don't know how much time has changed in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this actor a lot. I feel like he can be commanding when he's angry, which is exactly what you want from Kang the Conqueror.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so I'm interested in it. I want to see what's up with it.
I like this whole concept of him. Well, I think it's funny, too, that if he's going to be, like, a character in Ant-Man, I think that seems kind of fitting. Because, like, Ant-Man, like, what kind of... Like, villains he normally deal with, you know? Like, does he deal ever with Kang the Conqueror?
I think... No, he usually fights him... He does, but he fights him with the Avengers.
Yeah.
He doesn't fight him by himself.
Right.
But I don't read many Ant-Man books, bro. You asked a really good question. I don't really know who he fights.
But the reason that I feel like this is good to show up in Ant-Man, because Ant-Man's kind of the reason they figured out how to fuck with time, because once he came out of the freaking the realm, whatever, like... You know, he went to fucking Tony Stark and was like, yo, I think we can fuck with time with this shit. So he kind of brought up the idea.
Hey, and I like that, too. You make a very good point, because the whole thing about Marvel, like the picture they're painting for Ant-Man is that Ant-Man's a nobody, right? Like,
yeah.
He's like a regular fucking guy that just got thrown into all this shit. So he's kind of a nobody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how dope of a surprise would it be if Kang shows up fucking shit up and Ant-Man's like, who are you looking for? Tony's dead. Captain Marvel's gone. She's not on the planet. He's like... I'm not looking for either of them. I'm looking for you, Scott Lang.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
The fuck?
Like, yeah. He's like, you fucked it up. Like, I'm looking for you. Like, that would be so dope. Like, and he's like, I'm Ant-Man, though. Like, you're looking for Ant-Man? Like,
I just steal shit.
Yeah, right? Like, that would be a really cool plot line, and that would be really funny to us, too, I think. Like, yeah. You know? But yeah, so, you know, we'll see how that goes.
If he's looking for anyone, I don't think it should be Scott Lang or Ant-Man. It should be that damn rat that stepped on that button that let Scott out.
Man, that rat fucked everything. I mean, he helped, but yeah. he fucked everything up.
That's a true Avenger right there.
All right. But yeah, so looking forward to Jonathan Majors as Kang the Conqueror.
I heard something else, too, though. I heard, because I was also researching who this guy was a little bit too. Mm-hmm. He is some version of Iron Lad in some way. Is that too deep?
You want me to get into it? I think you actually you're. The only reason I want to talk about this, cause I think you're stumbling into like even more shit of Phase 4.
Because like, aren't they trying to build this young Avengers team? And isn't Iron Lad like connected to that in some way too? Yeah.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Now that you're drawing it out of me because you did your research. I think we're going to get an early reveal in Ant-Man to see that this guy's Kang the Conqueror, right? Mm-hmm. And then later down the line, we're going to get a young Avengers movie, and that movie is going to have a lot of characters that were introduced in other things. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's two or three characters that are going to be in the young Avengers who we don't know who the fuck they are. And they're going to explain it as the movie goes on, right?
Okay.
And then one of those characters is going to be Iron Lad. Hmm. And when they knock that fucker's helmet off, he's going to be this guy. And then you're exactly like you said.
Yeah.
Iron Lad is basically Kang the Conqueror as a young kid, as a teenager.
Uh-huh.
And he knows he's going to be Kang the Conqueror, but he doesn't want to be Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So he goes back in time and joins the Avengers because he really doesn't want to be Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, if I'm part of the Avengers, there's no fucking way I can be Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah.
And actually, that's what makes him Kang the Conqueror, is him joining the Avengers.
Okay. Like,
yeah, and I won't get into it any more than that. But I think that's what's happening, AJ. And I like that you pointed that out, because I think that we're going to be real surprised when someone knocks his helmet off and he looks like that fucker.
Yeah.
And that won't matter to the young Avengers. But when the actual Avengers see him, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Kang? And he's going to be like, calm down. I don't know what's going on here. Everybody calm down. You know, and they're going to be like, no, that's Kang. Take him out, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's going to be young Avengers versus the Avengers. Mm. And this happened in the comics, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, they fight each other for a while. Yeah, exactly. Because the young Avengers are trying to protect him, and they're trying to explain, like, dude, he's not really Kang yet, you know? And like, and then Iron Man's like, no, Captain America's like, I know Kang. He's evil. He's like, we got to stop this fucker now. Like, and... yeah, and all those events of Captain America being like that is what drives him to become Kang.
Yo, what if there's like a different timeline where, you know, Cap didn't get old, Tony Stark lived and everything, and then Kang was an issue later on, and so they go back in time, get fucked up in some other timeline, and then we get Tony Stark back and Captain America back to fight Kang, and that's our young Avengers versus Avengers.
That's actually not bad either. That's interesting.
Like they just show up, like we don't even know they're coming. We don't even know about them. We just learn about the Young Avengers forever, and then this movie like Young Avengers for Avengers. What the fuck? And then we see fucking Cap and Iron Man.
AJ,
and
that's
old school like Avengers team come up. I'm talking like old school. It was like last year.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It could be like the Avengers One team or something like right. Dude, AJ, actually, that's pretty good, bro. I could see that happening. Actually, that's really good. I like that.
That'd be sick.
Oh man. And dude, the fact WandaVision's coming out means that we're gonna about to meet two young Avengers right away, like because they come.
Oh, because her kids. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're supposed to be also on that team.
So that means we're gonna meet them right away, like some of them anyway.
That's crazy. I guess we'll see. I like my theory, so.
That was a good theory, AJ. I like that a lot. That was good.
I like, you know, feeling validated when I come up with these weird shits, too.
It's impressive considering you've never read it. I'm like, that's not bad, dude.
I find it funnier, too, when you're like, shut the fuck up, you know? I was like, oh, shit, that shit happens?
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like there's things that we don't need to talk about yet. And like,
Oh, man.
All right, AJ, hit us with one.
All right, so Mario All-Stars, or I'm sorry, Super Mario, is it called Super Mario? Yeah, Super 3D? Mario 3D All-Stars is already running out of pre-orders. Like,
oh, shit, really?
Yeah, that shit's fucking selling out, pre-orders already and everything. So if you want one, you can find one, and you want that game, get it as soon as possible. That's pretty much all I want to say. I mean, as I said last week, too, this is a limited run game. It's going to only be out until March 31st. After that, it's going to be, like, you know, not made anymore. So this might make it a high-priced game. With that in mind, too, there's also these rumors that there's a new Nintendo coming out, new Switch coming out pretty soon, right? Or next year, right? We talked about that last week, I think, or a couple weeks ago.
A cheaper version or a more efficient
version? No, like a higher-end version or some shit, right?
A higher-end, okay.
Yeah, because Nintendo put out a memo to certain developers, like, hey, prepare your next games, you know, to be 4K ready.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, why? What'd you coming up with, Nintendo? So
don't worry about it.
So what if they plan to have this game just be limited run so they can have a higher-res HD Super Mario 3D All-Stars in the future? Or something like that.
I guess,
you know? Just saying, maybe that's a thing.
I could see that.
I also heard that there might be some other 64 games on this game. Supposedly, someone got a copy of it, was able to go through the files in it, and found like Perfect Dark, I think, and some other.
Oh, what? Perfect Dark was there?
Yeah, like some other like classic 64 stuff, I think, is what I heard.
Oh shit!
So that might be like some secret games you might find on the game. So
that's pretty hyped.
I'm not sure if that's true or not. I'm just saying this is rumors going around right now. So just something to look out for, guys.
Definitely.
But yeah, if you want to get that game and you want some, I don't know, it's kind of like investing, I suppose. Because it may be worth some money someday.
It's called planning ahead. All right, real quick. I guess I'll do this last piece of news, then we'll go into a Wags' section.
Sure.
So
that we won't be able to hear, but yeah, sure.
I'm so sad about that. I really enjoyed it last week, so it makes me a little sad, but I'll hear it afterwards. There is a partnership between Rick and Morty Studios and Pringles.
It's called Rick and Morty Studios?
Or no, Rick and Morty's Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, and Pringles. I don't know what their studio is actually called. That's a good question, AJ. But
damn, it's called Rick and Morty Studios? That's cool.
So it's going to be Rick and Morty-inspired Pringle flavors. There's going to be three coming out.
A Pickle Rick flavor?
First one is Pickle Rick, paying homage to the classic episode Pickle Rick.
I've never seen an episode. Actually, I've seen one episode of Rick and Morty.
Dude, it's pretty fun. You and Carla should watch it together. You guys would laugh.
Yeah. I want to watch it. I just keep forgetting it's an option.
Honey Mustard Morty. Profile. It perfectly embodies Morty's well-mannered and blissful ignorant nature. And then lastly, look at me. I'm cheddar. I'm cheddar and sour cream. And this is Mr. Meeseeks. in his ignorance to things. But so those are three flavors you're going to get. Cheddar Sour Cream, Pickle Rick, and Morty Mustard. Morty Honey Mustard.
These are all like existing flavors just with a spin on it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually changing the flavor.
One sounds interesting, though. Like, I don't think there's been a pickles flavored Pringles before.
If there is, I've never tried it.
However, I have seen pickle flavored sunflower seeds before.
I've seen that before, too. Yeah. Do you ever know about the pickle flavors Lay's?
Oh, yeah, that was a thing, too. They came out with those weird flavors once in a while, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, apparently this one was, like, particularly rare. Like, Mondo and Alice kind of got me on the mission for it because they were looking for it last year, right? And then, so, like, I heard about it.
I didn't try it, though.
All I could find was Pickle Jalapeno, and I brought it to them, and they were like, no. Like, that's not the one. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I Googled it, bro, and apparently it's a fucking thing. That dill pickle Lay's is really fucking good, and it's rare. People are like... Someone even said, I found dill jalapeno. Someone was like, whack. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Apparently, it's not the same thing. You know, it's way different.
That's funny.
But yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny. All right, yeah. So we jump into our little section for Wags then.
All right, yeah. So Wags is going to tell us about some new shit. I haven't watched this video, so I have no clue what the fuck he's about to tell us about.
I'll probably watch it after the show, so.
I'm going to try to listen to it, like, on the stream over here, though. To verify that it works.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Satori Roundup. And before we set the timer, check out my new Squirtle. I got it as a birthday gift from AJ and his lady. And it's a Build-A-Bear workshop exclusive. He comes with this cool hoodie and a raincoat. And I might put this hoodie on my cat. Cat is kind of chubbier, so this, you know, this wider hoodie might fit him. But we'll see. But yeah, it was awesome. And he talks too. Check it out. I don't know if you could hear that, but he said Squirtle, in case you didn't know. Anyways, timer, start. So there's a lot of things I haven't covered over the past few weeks, because I only have about 5 minutes to talk. So I've missed a lot of like little news for Transformers here and there, but to be honest, a lot of the Transformer news that's coming out is just a lot of retools and a lot of repaints. And I really like this new line. I really like the War for Cybertron series, but the amount of retools and repaints is just, it's ridiculous. It's over the top. I mean, we just got a Leader Class Optimus not too long ago for the Earthrise line that looks just like, you know, the original G1 Optimus. And there's already a Shattered Glass repaint. There's already a Alternate Universe repaint where he's dead. There's also a Netflix repaint. So three repaints already. So out of one mold, they already made four toys in like less than a year. It's like maybe 4 or 5 months. Ridiculous. And then there's the Ironhide mold, the Warfare Cyber, the Siege version, and that was retooled into the Crosshairs figure, which also was retooled into the Walgreens exclusive Ratchet, and now that's being retooled into the Earthrise Ironhide, which is now a van, which looks super cool, by the way. And then that was retooled into the Ratchet Earthrise, and that's being retooled into the Shattered Glass Ratchet. So it's just, and then it goes on, the list goes on and on. All the Transformer news right now is mostly just retools and reuses, and it's egregious. But some of the new stuff is the Beast Wars Kingdom stuff, the Transformers Kingdom stuff, and I'm very excited for that. So I talked about it before, the listings. We also showed you the Rat Trap that's coming out. So this guy, if you want to check it out, it's called Tauntaun Reviews. Actually was able to get an early sample, or maybe he stole it from the factory, and he reviewed the Deluxe Cheetor and the Deluxe Black Arachne that's coming out. And I gotta say, they look great. The new Cheetor, I was on the fence about initially. I was like, he doesn't look like the cartoon. What is this? But someone pointed out something to me that it's a new take on the character. So he'll probably be like the Netflix version of Cheetor. So that's why he looks so different. You know, he uses the tail weapon instead of like the gut gun or the tail gun. And so thinking about it that way, I'm like, okay. Then I can get behind this new version of Cheetor. Well, Black Arachne looks almost exactly like her CGI model. It's insane. And I do like the realistic beast modes that they're going with. I think the line looks great. And I like that the Black Arachne comes with like a ninja mask, which is like an homage to her original Beast Wars toy. And she even has like her little shooting arrow gun type thing, but without a string. No firing mechanism this time. It doesn't launch out like the old one did. We have Mafex revealed two new figures, the Hush Joker and the Psylocke from X-Men figure. And the funny thing about this figure is, for people trying to complete a Marvel Legends X-Men team, Psylocke is one of the harder figures to get right now. Retail value is $20, but the figure is going for upwards for as high as $125, which is disgusting for a $20 retail figure. $125. So for people that are desperate to get that Psylocke figure, this new Mafex Psylocke is $90, depending where you go. So if you're that desperate to have a Psylocke, just buy this higher end Psylocke. It's about 5.5 inches, which scales well with your Marvel Legends, and it comes with way more accessories. It has like two different faces. It has all these energy effects. It has two swords, and it has, you know, better paint applications, and you can pose it also a different way. So why spend $125 on, which, you know, it's not bad. The Marvel Legends version is not bad at all, but why spend $125 when you can just get this? You can even get the Kyoto Psylocke. I mean, I know that aesthetic is completely different, but it's still cheaper than the Hasbro Marvel Legends one. Stupid scalpers and their $125. That's disgusting. What else do I got? Anthony wanted me to mention this. He seemed interested in the new Volcanicus set that's coming out. It is another Transformer set, another re-release, another repaint, sorry. This one's from Takara Tomy. So what it is, it's a repainted version of the Power of the Primes Dinobot set. You had to initially buy the figures separately, and then you combine them to make this big robot. So it was the Dinobots that combined. It's like the first ever combiner for the Dinobots, I believe. And I actually have two sets of that already, because I wanted to display it in the robot mode, and then I wanted to display them individual modes. Anyways, a lot of people didn't like the set, didn't like the original release, because it was a really ugly looking combiner. What it is, it's just a more anime accurate color scheme with a couple new accessories. Like Grimlock has some guns, they have these two big swords, and they're selling it for, depending where you go, between $80 to $250, which is absurd. You can still buy the original figures individually for a total cost of $120. So why would you pay all that? I mean, the swords look amazing. I really like those swords that he comes with, but I'm not going to pay that insane amount of money just to get two new swords. The silver paint looks nice too, but I'm happy with what I have. This is, I guess, just for people that missed out on it, but even the people that missed out on it, you know, again, they could just buy the original individual figures and save a lot of money. I mean, I think this was a miss for Takara Tomy. And the funny thing is, when the figure was first teased, everyone was going, "Oh my God, Dino King! Dino King!" It was like a Japanese exclusive Dinobot combiner, different color scheme altogether. Everyone was so hyped for that. And then they showed, "Hey, Volcanicus!" And everyone was just, "Oh, okay." Anyways. That's all Transformers is right now. It's just repaints, retools. It's ridiculous. So that is the news. That's all I have. I mean, I have more, but I'm out of time. So take it away, guys.
Be looking out, Wags, for a little information on some Transformers.
Yeah, I want that set. Even though people hate it, it looks dope. Yeah. I'm all into connecting shit together.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool. I found some good way to play that shit. I guess the audio was a little low.
Good looking at it.
But I don't know. It sounded all right to me in the stream. Anyways. Yeah, thanks for that shit. That was cool. Who edited that shit for you? That's what I want to know.
That's freaking edit. Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
So someone did that for you.
All right. So we jump back into the. Oh. I thought there was something I wanted to mention to you real quick.
And he did it. Shit. Okay then.
Oh well. No, I can't remember.
All right. All right. More news. Whose news? My news.
Your news. Yeah. Yeah, you go.
All right, so Mario Kart Live, the home circuit, you know that thing that's a live Mario Kart, the race, the RC and all that?
Yeah.
You play the game live and all that? Well, we got some more news about it. It's going to be $100, and it comes with everything you see here, which is the RC itself with the camera on it. It looks like some type of USB cable part to charge it or something like that.
Yeah.
And these little... checkpoint things that you have to put around the house or wherever you're driving this shit at. And I'm hoping it comes with the game too. Coming out October 16th for $99.99. $100 for this, which I don't think is bad getting an RC and a game together.
Yeah, that's a win.
Yeah. So that's kind of the news and update on that, really.
Okay.
And we talked about it last week too, but yeah, there it is, and we got information on it. I'm not sure what else is here. I didn't read all of this. Speed setting, custom environments, and more. Rainbow Road is even teased. Ooh, cool.
Oh, what?
Rainbow Road. That's cool. Also, though, there's also a similar Luigi set up for sale, too, they're saying. So if you want a Luigi RC there to go with it, that's going to be a separate purchase, most likely. And also, every Mario Kart, like RC cart, needs its own Switch to connect to it. So you can't like have like four players on one Switch and all that. No, you need to have everyone needs to have the individual Switch to control an RC. So that's your updates on that.
All right. Other thing. So a pretty famous streaming service right now is CBS All Access. That service is famous because it has all of the Star Trek stuff. And it also has all of the, I think, Sesame Street shit. CBS All Access? I think that's them.
CBS? I don't know. That's PBS.
No, you're right. That's PBS. But they definitely have all the Star Trek shit. And they have a few things that really you can only get there. But that streaming service will be ending next year. CBS All Access is becoming Paramount Plus. I feel like we're going to see a lot of rejuggling like this in the next 2 or 3 years about established streaming services being named something else or like changing its logo.
Does Paramount?
Viacom.
Viacom, Paramount, and CBS are all the same thing. Who owns who there, or how's that work?
I think Viacom owns it all.
Okay.
But they're gonna go with Paramount Plus for the title. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. But all your shit will be available. I don't know if it's gonna transfer over. Hopefully, they're gonna do it smart, like the HBO Now versus HBO Max thing, and they're just gonna do it for you. But I can't promise that's what's gonna happen. They might make you cancel and resubscribe to the other thing. I don't know. But there's no details for
now. I don't know. I don't have that shit. Never wanted it.
Yeah. Well, if you don't watch Star Trek, there's really no reason. Or if you don't watch those things that they only have, there's no reason. But yeah, I watch Star Trek, so for me, it's really fucking annoying. I guess we'll see how I'm supposed to do it. But yeah, that's going to take effect next year without a specific date launch. They haven't said. But yeah, that is happening.
I think also something that happened with them, too. I think, was it CBS or NBC? I think it was CBS. They owned CNET. CNET is that website
that is
like
CBS.
Tech news.
That is CBS.
Well, they sold it to someone else just yesterday or something like that.
Okay, you know, that's probably why this is happening.
Yeah, so it looks like they're doing a lot of restructuring of some sort, which is crazy.
Probably renaming, too, because...
Yeah, rebranding a little bit.
Yeah, sorry, rebranding, that's the word. So yeah, I guess that's happening. CBS All Access is now Paramount Plus, or will be next year. So keep your eyes out for that.
Which that'd be cool because Paramount, I know, also has their own thing, and Paramount also does Bar Rescue, which I've been wanting to watch, but I have nowhere to stream it. So
yeah, you'll get it there probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and one show that they will be adding to Paramount Plus. I mean, there's like four or five, but I don't think any of them are very cool, except for this one. There'll be a new version of Behind the Music.
What was that?
The show where they tell you about the artist that you thought was doing great and shit, and they were really like having a drug problem or money problems,
like
R. Kelly, or getting divorced, or you know.
Oh, I watched that R. Kelly shit last week.
What'd you think,
dude? That's just some fucking creepy shit, dude.
Dude, he's a creepy guy, huh?
Dude, yeah. Have you seen that?
I only saw the first part, and I saw that the thing that tripped me out was when they were like, he's like, yeah, they were trying to jail me. He's like, they can't lock me up now. It's too late.
Yeah, right.
And I was like.
Dude, but he has, like, this whole, like, fucking group of girls that he's kind of just brainwashed over years.
I've heard about
that
it.
That are just, like, locked in his house and shit like that and can't do shit. And they think, after a while, they think it's cool and everything. And they're over here defending him and shit now, which is even crazier. And those girls, they even got, like, on TMZ and shit and had interviews with random people saying that they're all right and that they don't want to see their own family and shit like that. They're like, what? And their family's over there fighting to, like, see them again and shit. And it's wild.
How do you beat that right there? Because, like, if they don't want to see you, but, like, like, you know they're obviously being fucked with. How do you win right there?
Yeah, I know. That's what's crazy, too. But that shit's finally going to be going to trial pretty soon, I heard. There's, like, an update, like, a show to it, too, on Netflix right now. It's all on Netflix right now if anyone wants to watch that shit. But that shit's wild. Anyways.
That's insane, yeah.
It is insane. How do we get there? What's coming to CBS or something like that?
Behind the Music.
Behind the Music,
They could do one on R. Kelly. You never know.
They could, yeah, if they want to. Did you know fucking R. Kelly came out with a fucking, like, 19-minute fucking song, too, called I Admit?
No.
Yeah, and it's on SoundCloud. He got a SoundCloud account just to put that out there because he got dropped from all his labels and shit.
Yeah, nobody else.
So he can't really do any fucking music anymore. So he put it on SoundCloud. It is him just saying, like, not really apologizing, but it kind of explaining his side of the story in a way. Is that what that song's about, I think?
Oh, Taishi says he's in jail now. They finally did it, huh?
He's in jail right now, but, like, he's not, like, in prison or anything. He's just in jail until, like, the trials and all that.
With regular motherfuckers. Yeah. Not the crazy one.
And he can't even do bail. He's, like, running out of so much money that he can't even bail himself out.
Damn, son.
Yeah. He lost his houses, too, and shit. Yeah.
Would you say he's trapped in the closet?
Dude, I've been looking. Remember when that shit first came out?
Man, you made it everywhere. It was so funny.
No, we made an album with all these titles.
What?
Yeah, you don't remember? We did that?
No.
I think we might have some help from Jane, too, actually.
Wait, what did we do? Tell me again.
We made our own R. Kelly album, and we put all the name of the tracks for it, and they're all, like, references to, like, just, like, you know, interesting shit. Like, I can't even remember, like, any of the titles.
Oh, we're gonna have to go over that.
Dude,
that
I can't find it though. I've lost that shit.
Jane?
No, I haven't talked to Jane forever.
Me either. Damn, that sounds funny. I don't remember.
One of the track names was Bedroom Intruder.
Oh, I think I do remember this a little bit. Yeah. Damn, you gotta dig that shit up somehow.
I want to find that because we were onto something back then too.
Yeah, we were, dude. Man, they could have made so much money. We didn't do it. Fucking up.
Anyways.
All right. Was that my news?
I don't know.
CBS. Paramount. All right, your turn.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I remember. Behind the Music is how we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Anyways. So Sega. All right. Is it Sega or Sonic? I guess it's Sonic. No, it's Sonic. Sonic 30th anniversary, going on. I guess they're trying to fight with Mario here too. But they announced that they have a lot of shit coming out. So, you know, I guess it's been 30 years now of Sonic, to kind of commemorate Sonic and the whole universe and all that. They partnered with a couple of top licensees in the industry to produce collectibles for Sonic the Hedgehog, like a bunch of merchandise you can go and buy and stuff like that. So one of them, which is a crazy one that grabbed my attention, this is coming out from Dark Horse Comics too, a Sonic Encyclopedia La. Encyclopedia law. What the fuck? This is going to be a full color hardcover historical retrospective encyclopedia that explores nearly every video game and provides deep insight into Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. That sounds cool. I kind of want that. I think it's weird it's coming from Dark Horse because right now the comic shit is under IDW. Why can't IDW do this shit? Yeah, that's weird. Anyways, well, that's cool. Also, some new pop figures are coming out. There's already been some Sonic pop figures, but now they're going to have a classic Sonic, a Tails, and a Silver, and more, apparently. Cool. More Jack Pacific's like action figures and stuff, too. Some type of jewelry collection from King Ice. Apparel and accessory from Graph Gaming. What else? That's coming out in 2021. Classic Sonic comic book miniseries. Oh, what the fuck? Classic
Sonic
comic book. Wait, what is this? Wait,
you
gotta Sonic's 30th.
You gotta look that up later, because I know you're gonna want to know exactly what that is. From, it's a new miniseries. Continue publishing wildly successful ongoing series.
This is looks. It's coming from out from IDW, so it just might be IDW shit, which is only like 30 issues in. It's only been like 2 years.
Yeah.
If it's fucking old school Archie shit, though, I'm gonna be like, the fuck, and I'm gonna buy that shit. But I guess we'll see. Enamel pins from Figpin, and energy drinks G Fuel, which actually I already knew that was a Sonic, or you know what, I knew that was coming. I guess that is an actual official thing now. But yeah, those are all some things Sonic related coming out soon, over the next few months and stuff, and you know, throughout 2021. So okay. I'll be looking out for a lot of that shit for sure.
Right. Okay. So I gotta. So this one is a collaboration with a specialty thing they're doing for Nike, and you know, and there's these new shoes, a new design for these shoes actually, and they're called the Freddy Krueger New Air Max 95s, as I like to call them, the Air Krugers. Yeah, I was like, damn. I'm like, now when I first saw these, I only saw the tops of them. I'm like, man, that's not very Freddy Krueger. Like, I see the green and red. Like, yeah, I get
yeah.
it, you know?
I see that, yeah.
And then I saw the bottom before, right when I sent you the pictures when I saw this. Because this was originally going to be dick moves about how boring it looks. And like now I saw the bottom of the shoes. I'm like, oh, okay. That's kind of sick.
That's
like,
pretty dope.
That's
yeah.
pretty dope. And I'm like, if you look at really the brown around there is like the same as his pants.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you guys, not bad. I'll give you guys that shit. It's just pretty dope.
And the black and red stripes from his shirt and all that. Yeah, from going his shirt. Throughout it. That's cool.
And these look like little blood splatters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they
so
do.
I'm like, oh, okay.
All those
you
scratch
know
marks there too.
Yeah, 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 exactly, dude. I'm like, okay. So you know what? They actually did a good job with this. I just thought these
the
were
the bottom of the shoe though. That's his face though, right?
Yeah, that's his face. Yeah,
yeah. His fucked up face. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. The Air Krugers, man, go pick them up. They out there, man.
I want you guys to walk into the fucking Nike store and ask for the Air Krugers.
Right? Please. Imagine if they knew what you meant when you said it to
yeah.
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let them know I'm focused sent you.
You're all right? And he's going to be like, okay.
Like the fuck?
But, yeah, I wish I could rock these, but they're just 100% not my colors. You know what I mean? Like, I don't rock any of these colors. I like that. But yeah, they look cool though. I like them a lot. I just thought it was interesting. Kind of cool for the horror world if you'd like to represent your Nightmare on Elm Street shit.
Yeah. Maybe Wag's interested in this shit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be cool though.
Like Nike's go for like, what, a couple $100?
I'm assuming these got to be at least 100. And if they pick up steam, I'll feel bad for you because I'm sure they're going to be fucking. You know how it is with the fucking.
Man, did you know there's shoe conventions too? I don't know where I saw that.
Wait, what? Oh, you know.
Oh, I was fucking watching, what's his name? On the Disney Plus shit, freaking Ian from Jurassic Park, fucking Ragnarok dude. What's his name? Malcolm. What's his name? Bloom. Something Goldblum.
Oh, Jeff
Goldblum.
Yeah. No, everyone thinks about. If I think can do it. Nobody asks. Should they do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did a video on that too. That's like, what the heck? There's a whole convention for shoes and people looking for shit. So yeah, you might see those, see these Air Krugers over there pretty soon. Who okay. knows?
Looking forward to that. Sounds dope.
All right, my turn. Uh-huh. So actually, I went to Arby's today to have some lunch, just because I was hoping to get this, and it wasn't there. But check this out.
What? Oh, wait.
So Arby's Kids Meals now comes with some Cuphead toys.
What the fuck?
Right?
Oh, and it's like Cuphead shooting a beam. When they, oh,
yeah, like those
that's
discs.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. And apparently, you can. Looks like you can make your own little bad guy figures out of like little pieces of cardboard
the
or something.
Fucking flower man.
Yeah.
With these fucking moves. Yeah. Apple has some dance moves.
But yeah, so this is something that just started out. So if you're, you know, like if you've never been to Arby's, check it out. It's not that bad, actually. It's a, you know, like a better Subway in a way.
Yeah. Right? They They used to make fun of it in the 90s, but actually it's not that bad.
Wait, Diplomat said the last pair on stock on StockX sold for 1500. I'm sorry, 15.
Wait, 15,000. 15,000? It's already done, the Kruger thing?
Fuck.
Dude, I'm sorry we don't do the podcast a day or two sooner, guys. Jesus, really?
That's crazy.
Well, breaking news.
Yeah. Oh, shit, you're right. I knew where that button's at.
The Krugers are gone. The Air Krugers are gone.
They're sold out.
Don't go there. Or, you know what? Go there and say, Unfocus sent you. Just in case. Maybe they'll give it to you. You never know. But apparently they're out. And the last eBay. One went for $15,000.
How do you spell Kruger?
K-R-E-U-G-E-R.
E-U.
K-R-E-U-G-E-R.
K-R-E-U-G-E-R.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
Nike.
Nike. Oops.
Wow. They're gone already. We just started talking about it.
I don't see them on eBay yet.
Oh,
no, I do. There they are. Okay, so there's one on eBay right now going for $219.
Damn, it's already at $219.
13 watchers.
Damn. Oh, so it's a bidding thing. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Let's see if it goes up when I click on the link here. Why is the internet being a bitch today?
I don't know. I felt that too.
Oh, it's already at 300. Oh, this is AU.
Yeah.
It's Australian rupees.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Cuphead at a in a kid's meal at a Arby's near you. But like I said, I went there today, and Carla got a kid's meal, and we ended up getting stuck with some Fruit Ninja shit instead. So
wait, what?
They don't have all the Cuphead shit there yet, I guess.
Oh, we.
So I was hoping to surprise you with some fucking, you know.
Dude, I would have been so hyped.
Some props today.
That's why I thought you. Damn, I would have been so hyped.
But yeah, if you're a fan of the Cuphead shit, look out for this. Which I think Arby's is pretty fucking cool though, because they do so much gaming and anime shit. If you follow their Instagram. They always have some anime shit going on there. Like they'll cut out pieces of cardboard and stuff, like their the wrappings they use for their boxes and for the sandwiches and all that. Uh-huh. They'll cut them up and make, you know, actual like Dragon Ball Z shit or Naruto shit. You'll see there sometime.
What?
Actually, remember at EVO last year, they fucking, or 2 years ago, they made a fucking full nightmare out of pieces
out of
the boxes. Arby's.
Out of the boxes, right? It's all brown and red.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. Yeah, that
so,
was cool.
So, like, I'm not too surprised that they went ahead and did some Cuphead shit, though, but that's pretty legit right there. Anyways, so with that, bring that up.
Okay.
If you're hungry.
if I wasn't before, I am now. Nick Cage has landed the spot of Joe Exotic and the Tiger King TV show. This will be on, where is it going to be?
Wait. K also says the shoes. Some other sites selling for $20,000, $30,000. Oh, man.
Wow, $20,000. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't realize this is going to be that big of a thing. Fuck.
Pop culture, says Tai Chi about Arby's.
Dude,
they did Legend of Zelda? What the fuck? Did I miss that?
I missed that for sure. I'm just so blown away about these shoes. I did not think it was going to be that big of a deal. Like, that's fucking wild.
For some reason, Nike's just too fucking crazy. For some reason, people are just, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get the shoe thing. I get other things. I don't get the shoe thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like certain shoes. I mean, I have a couple of cool pairs that are hard to find, but I mean, I don't feel like they're like Air Jordans, you know? I'm not going to fucking do that. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I like some cool rare ones. I'll pay a little more, but I'm not going to pay fucking $300-$400 for a pair of shoes. That's wild. Like,
yeah, no, I won't go over $100 for shoes.
Yeah,
I already did it once. It was custom.
Oh, see, that's okay. Custom makes sense. You got to make sure how you want
those
it.
AJ twists. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Now you make me want to make some customs. Like,
you
damn.
Should, dude.
I actually might, dude. That sounds like fun.
Dude, we could put the emote. You got fucking our Twitch emote.
Bro, don't fucking tip me. Don't tip me,
yeah,
dude.
Imagine this on some bands, dude.
Yo, hey, what if? Yo, what if we gave away some Unfocused design shoes.
Yo, the Vans?
Yeah.
With this fucking on there? Did this mix in with the Collision 28 icon or some shit?
Dude, we'll just Google the most average male size and the most average female size, and we'll get two.
Or we can just custom make it to whoever wins.
Oh, okay. You're one point, AJ. One point. But you don't think people would want to see the design before they get it? Like, you know.
No, fuck that. You're gonna
get what we give you, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Dude, that's pretty cool. Maybe we should do that.
Maybe.
All right.
If we had a slightly bigger following, yeah, I'd be so down.
Dude, imagine if we said, like, you pick your favorite video game and we'll design it based on your favorite video game.
Maybe.
I could do that.
So the one thing that, so I didn't try it though, but they also, they had a thing said like, we won't take any like copyrighted like pictures to put on the shoe and stuff.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe you can't do that.
Hey, here's some designs I was fucking with though.
Whoa. Actually, the rainbow one's not bad either.
Right? I like that one. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Dude, all right, man. You guys don't even know. Look, you don't even need to see, guys, but we have some cool designs. I didn't even know we had them. We were just talking.
I was just fucking with these. Like, I was just putting it through the maker. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. What if I did that? Fucking Kay's down to buy the what shoes.
If he's with what on the side? That'd be fucking... All right. I'm down.
Anyways.
So
live on twitch.tv,
there's gonna be an Amazon TV show about the Tiger King, you know,
an Amazon one now.
Yeah, a reenactment of,
what the fuck,
of you know, the whole life of Joe Exotic, and Nicolas Cage will be playing Joe Exotic. I don't know when this is coming out. There's no time slated yet.
What? Why?
Why not, AJ?
But he's a national treasure.
And Nicolas Cage will also be executive producing this through Saturn.
So was
films.
This his idea or something?
I feel like it was. I think it might have been, dude.
Damn, is he like, is he trying to find work or something?
Well, no, because this shit's pretty hot. Look, check this out. I didn't even know this. For those keeping count, this Nick Cage as Joe Exotic series for Amazon is the second Tiger King adaptation announced for TV in recent weeks. There's going to be two Tiger King adaptations.
Why?
Of his life and what he did. You know why? Did you see that fucking documentary?
Yeah, I did see it, dude, but like, I'm kind of over it by now.
No. Hollywood says you're not over it yet, dude. They're about to make us a fucking whole set of real Joe Exotic dramas.
That's interesting. I guess it wasn't that long ago because that happened right at the beginning of quarantine. And so I feel like it was forever ago, but it was earlier this year. It was 6 months ago.
That's cemented in history. Like, everyone who was in quarantine saw Tiger King.
Yeah, because I was like, what should I watch on Netflix? And I happened to be dropping, like, that same week.
And Netflix was always telling me, like, yo, watch. I fought it for, like, 2 weeks. I was like, I'm not going to watch that shit. And, like, Netflix is like, yo, Tiger King, right here, after having five people tell me about
it. It's like, fucking number one on Netflix.
You're fucking up. You're fucking up. I thought Netflix was a big... like white college guy, tell me, bro, you're missing out, bro. You're fucking up.
That's funny.
It's, dude. But yeah, man.
That's interesting. It's all right. That's cool. You know, actually, it kind of reminds me of after Steve Jobs passed away. Like, there was like fucking two or three movies based on his life too. There's like one with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
One with Fassbender.
I think. Yeah, yeah, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, and there was another one I think too that was kind of like a little more low key. I think there was a third one. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure a couple of like documentaries just came out like in various places too. So, but he's not dead though. Joe Exotic lives. He's just in jail.
He's just in jail.
you better stay away from R. Kelly though.
AJ.
So Puyo Puyo Tetris 2. Part 2 is coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in December.
What are they going to do? Like, what's going to be like...
on everything. It's like, yeah, so it's not only for the Switch, not only for, you know, PS3 or 4 or 5, whatever, and Xbox, PC too, all that shit coming out. I think PC a little bit later, though. But yeah, look out for that. Puyo Puyo Tetris, I have the first one. It's fun. You can play them both separately, so if you just want to play Puyo Puyo, if you just want to play Tetris, you can do those separately if you want. There's endless modes, there's marathon modes on there to do those with too. But there's a whole story mode too, where you actually have, you go back and forth between playing just Tetris, just Puyo, or the actual combination of the two games, which is kind of a mind bender sometimes.
Dude, it fucked with my head too much. I didn't like it. It was I'm not saying it was a bad game, it was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it fucked with my head too much. I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to do this. Like, you know?
Yeah, but it's definitely a good time. I've seen people play it at tournaments. Actually, there was a puzzle game tournament at the Esports Arena, I think earlier this year or last year or some shit. I think it was last year. And this was one of the main games they played there too. So it is a pretty competitive game. And there's a part 2 coming out. There's going to be more like a story mode to it and all that. That they're going to explore with. I recommend if you can, I'm going to get on Switch for sure. I'm going to get it digitally though, because I have the physical version, and sometimes I'll leave home with my Switch and not bring all my games with me. And then I was like, oh, let me play some Tetris real quick or some Puyo Puyo. And I can't even do that because I had to have the cartridge, and I'm just stuck to playing Tetris 99, which I can't even play without being online. So anyways, so I just give me you guys my thoughts there, but yeah, look out for that in December.
All right. So, AJ, do you have any more news?
I do.
How much you got left?
I got two more? Three more.
Three more?
Two more and one small one.
All right. You give one. I'll give my last two together, and then you can do whatever you
want. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Do with it as you will, AJ.
All right. So, this is just a little update, T, mainly for you.
Yeah.
The world ends with you. So, Square Enix has announced that there will be some footage for this animated version of The World Ends With You, the animation show thing coming out. Actually, this is going to be shown on September 18th. So a quick little preview. The actual thing premieres in 2021.
See, AJ, I mean, just look at the characters, the five characters' style. I feel like you're going to dig it right away. Just the way they all dress and the feel of it. It's so dope.
I wonder what it feels like to wear that huge collar shit, though, you know?
That I don't know either. But, I mean, you know, he makes it look cool.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like you'd like the style of this show. If the show is as accurate to the game, I think you're going to like it.
I'll check it out. See what I missed out game-wise and all that.
That way you don't have to play the game to get the story. I'm so excited for this. okay. My last two pieces of news real quick. Batroc the Leaper. You remember him from... if you don't remember him from the comics, he was also in the Falcon and Winter Soldier... Captain America Winter Soldier movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't put it, huh?
No, I didn't put that picture up. All right. That's the one I missed, I think.
It's okay. Batroc the Leaper.
Who'd you say he was again?
If you don't know him from the comics, he's in the movie Captain America Winter Soldier. He's the one that he fights with all the kicks.
Right in the beginning?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
But he is from the comic books. He's a supervillain. But guess what? He will be returning to the MCU, making another appearance and doing another caper in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
It was announced today. So.
As he should.
Yeah, he played by George St. Pierre, who's actually a famous French fighter.
Okay, yeah. Isn't like a UFC fighter or something like that?
Yeah, French UFC fighter. There you go. But yeah, so Batroc the Leaper will be returning to fuck with Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know? I don't know what he's going to do to them or what he's going to like fuck with them about, but, you know. That's happening.
The French. With their spaceships and stuff.
Yeah, right. You never know with those fuckers. But yeah, so Batroc the Leaper is coming back. Another piece of news... Marvel. So, I don't know if you guys were following us, but maybe, what was this? How long ago was this? Maybe, 2 weeks ago, we had mentioned that Olivia Wilde would be directing, a Sony Marvel movie.
Yep.
A Sony Marvel co-done movie.
Mm-hmm. That was a highlight of my day that day.
Right? And, we don't know what it was going to be, but the hint was that she was hinting that it was going to be Spider-Woman, but we still don't know for sure. However, we did get a little bit more news this week that Olivia Wilde said, you know, with all this stuff going on, and I just don't want to say something and have Kevin Feige breathing down my shoulder. And someone's like, oh, so...
I want to be it's Kevin Feige.
No, but here's the thing. Shut the fuck up, AJ. Like, so is it a Marvel... So it's a Marvel movie produced by Sony? Or is it the other way around? She's like, no, it's a Marvel movie. So Spider-Woman is not... going to be like Spider-Man. It's not going to be a Sony movie in help with Marvel.
So it's not
going to
be in that Sony-verse, Spider-verse Sony thing, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a Marvel movie. It's going to be more like...
more of an MCU type of movie.
Exactly. Though it will be owned by both, for sure. Marvel will be leading it, and it's what it sounds like Sony will be backing them up, just like kind of like, I guess, the first one, right? Far From Home or whatever? Homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be more like that.
Interesting.
I like that a lot. That's pretty cool.
So, are we going to have some type of spider in the Young Avengers?
No, there's no spiders in the Young Avengers.
But, you know, they like fucking with shit, right?
I mean, if they ever do Spider-Gwen, we could see that. Some people have hinted that maybe Spider-Man will be in the Young Avengers, or maybe that he will...
He is young.
Or he will help them get the group started.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things people have talked about, but I don't see that happening, honestly. I don't think that's what they're going to do. I do think that... we will see some people that aren't traditionally in Young Avengers be in there, but I don't think it's going to be Spider-Man or any spider people. Unless Miles Morales shows up really fucking soon, which I don't think he will.
No.
If he does, though, then maybe he would be there.
Yeah.
But that's all I can say. That's all I can think of. But yeah, so Olivia Wilde will be making a Marvel movie, not a Sony movie. And I'm very hyped about
that. Hope she's in it.
You know, it's a... a lot of people are saying she should be Spider-Woman. She looks like her, you know, but like she's like... I think she said that she's not going to be acting in it.
No. Yeah. I don't see her being an actual hero.
Yeah.
At least the one that jumps around and shit.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, because she's not that young.
Yeah, no, that's true. But yeah, a real quick thing to know about. Spider-Woman, might as well talk about it because some of us and our friends were talking about it. Technically, the deal is with Spider-Woman that Spider-Woman, as the superhero in the costume, is technically owned by Sony. However, Jessica Drew, an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. codenamed Spider-Woman, is owned by Marvel.
Wow.
Yep, and that's because of once Avi Arad bought the fucking rights for Spider-Man shit, somehow, everything, even if they're not part of Spider-Man's universe and continuity, everything Spider got pulled into that fucking deal somehow. Mm-hmm. So technically, Marvel kind of lost Spider-Woman. So it's like, it's so unfair. It's like a loophole for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lawyer was like, well, Spider-Woman needs to be in here too. And they're like, no, she's not in his verse. Like, she's Spider-Woman. She needs to, you know, that's what I feel like happened. Like, you know, yeah. Some fucking pushy lawyer was like, no, we should get her too. You
man,
know?
They gotta get some lawyers in that shit to find some loopholes so Marvel can get Spider-Man back already. Because, man, this shit's ridiculous.
Well, they're playing ball right now, so I'm not going to complain until shit goes south.
But, you know, they just need one little thing to go wrong where someone's going to be like, fuck you guys, I'm taking my ball back, you know?
Yeah, they would. You're right. That's very possible. I'm taking my ball back. It's like everyone's having a good game, and we got to invite this one fucking kid that we don't like because he has the best ball. Yeah. You're right, AJ. I like that. It's like, exactly nobody likes him. Like, he's cool, he plays, you know, but like every time he brings up a new idea, we're kind of like,
Yeah, he wants to change the game a little bit, add a new rule sometimes.
Yeah, and we're like,
we gotta be very careful with how we kind of, you know, lead into that. And
We tell him no. Yeah. You can't just straight up tell him no. You might just take the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can still play without him, but we really like that ball.
Yeah. You know, he wants to take the ball to his court, but his court over there kind of sucks. You know, we prefer it over here in our court.
He knows our court's bigger, but he still wants to go to his.
Yeah,
know?
We'll go to his court once in a while, but we try not to stay there too long, you know? Yeah,
that's a good metaphor. All right, you want to finish this off with the news, bro? All
right, Ninjala, remember that game?
Oh, yeah, the disappointment. It was fun, but it was... What the fuck am I... What is this?
So remember we talked about there's some Sonic crossover coming soon?
Yo, I didn't think it was going to look like this.
Yeah, so apparently they have some big-ass hats and outfits and stuff to be the Sonic characters and shit.
The only thing I'm jealous of is that they're wearing the Sonic shoes, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, they do have the shoes, right?
I would love to have the Sonic or Knuckles shoes. Those are pretty dope.
What about the Knuckles hat, though? You don't want them dreads?
No, bro. No? I don't like that shit. It looks so weird.
It's too big, actually, I think.
It looks like they killed Sonic and fucking, put him
like one of those raccoon hats?
Yeah! I don't like that Davy Crockett shit.
Oh, man. But yeah, so that's what's going on with Ninjala, and that's that Sonic crossover shit that we talked about a while ago. There's outfits, pieces now. You can have a hat, a shirt, some shoes. They call it a cool headpiece, though. Mm-hmm. And then you can cut and customize that to be, you know, Sonic, Knuckles, or Tails. Or even a Dr. Robotnik, apparently, too.
A mask, yeah. Why does his look the best?
I can't even tell what that is, honestly.
I think it's a mask. Like a Halloween mask. Yeah.
Hmm. Anyways, also there's some new items coming through too, some new weapons, stickers, and stuff like this. I think a lot of this will be available next month in October. Also, they're featuring some new battle modes too. There's a beast attack mode they're talking about. This is going to be one of those monsters versus, you know, enemies type of things where there's going to be one player playing the role of the creepy creature, they say, while others do all they can to stay out of its clutches. So that's a new mode they're bringing to Ninjala there too, which sounds kind of fun.
That does sound fun. Like, that sounds like something Splatoon could use for fun. Like,
oh, shit,
a big ass creature that comes in and murders everyone.
Yeah, like oh, the dude, they bring like the Kraken or some shit. Damn.
Yo, it's just spreading a third type of ink everywhere and fucking everyone up.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
Yeah, but like there's one actual human player that is playing the Kraken, and then maybe it's like a 3v3,
like a super, or maybe that's a super,
or 6v1 type of thing.
Dude, or maybe that's a super.
What, the Kraken coming back?
No, you becoming a... Oh, because that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a thing. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right.
Not in 2, though. But yeah. They should bring that shit back. Yo, what if the next Splatoon, they have, like, team supers, where if they're all together, they all super at once, they become the Kraken together?
Dude, you mean, like, the Unimine from fucking Eternals? I think... Have I told you about that?
You're going too far with that. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, basically, yes. And then,
yes,
in other words,
okay.
Yes. Yes, AJ, I like that. You
sick.
Can all do it, and then you literally cannot be killed. Only when the four of you can get together in time to make the super happen.
Yeah.
Damn, that would be pretty cool.
That would be dope.
We should make Splatoon 3. We should be on the development team.
We should be in a lot of development teams, honestly. All right, last piece of news real quick, too. I thought this might be a little bit funny, T, but we're getting a new character in Jump Force. We're getting Hiei.
What?
Yeah, so Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho will now be another playable character in that Jump Force game that we thought looked pretty cool, but it actually doesn't play very cool at all.
Yeah, it plays pretty shitty. Yeah. But I like that he's there. Dude, and if I'm not mistaken, is he the Fist of the Mortal Flame, Hiei?
He looks like he has a Mortal Flame on his fist right there.
And he's not carrying a sword. He's the dragon Hiei.
Yeah, he's
the
dragon Hiei. Yeah, because his arm's wrapped
up,
dude.
Yo, we might have to play this.
His arm's wrapped up.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Yeah. Oh, dude, we might have to play this just once just to see what's up.
Damn. It's probably some type of DLC, though. We probably got to play for that shit. Pay for that shit.
Because I feel like everything... what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, look at that. I want to see this shit.
Dude, because I feel like every time they put Hiei in the game, they always do the sword Hiei, which is cool.
What is that?
Dragon of the Darkness Flame.
No, there's something there.
What the fuck? Is that Tagoro?
Maybe he's getting attacked by somebody. I don't know, but there's
That's the Dragon of the Darkness. I think the green one's the Fist of the Mortal Flame. Oh, that's the Fist of the Mortal Flame. Yeah, I think that's just Tagoro standing behind him, or maybe after he's been hit.
Is Tagoro in Jump Force?
Yeah, he is. It's Yusuke and Tagoro. I think he just hit him with Fist of the Mortal Flame. Because remember how they'd be like writhing in pain from all the flames? And Hiei would already be done with the technique? I think that's what's happening here. He just hit him with it.
Okay.
And that feels like, it's burning me. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's Tagoro. It looks like Tagoro.
But, like, his arm's, like, missing and shit. I don't know. But, yeah, but, like, he's, like, yeah. Yu Yu Hakusho. Love Yu Yu Hakusho.
Me too. We got to watch those last episodes, man. They're out. They're out there.
Him. Yeah. But, yeah, that's what's going on in Jump Force. Oh, I wanted to read when he's coming out. September. Oh, Nintendo Switch as well. He arrives this fall. Later this fall. That's pretty much all it says.
That's cool.
Banco said so.
Namdai, yeah. They don't fuck around.
Anyways, oh, this is the deluxe edition now. Check that out.
That Yugi Moto?
Anyways. Oh, yeah, Yugi's in it too, yeah. Huh. He is in it. That is his hair. All right, you got last piece of news you said or something?
Yeah, that was it, man. All right. What you got planned for your focus week?
So I just went out this morning and bought some pieces. Oh, yeah, also, I forgot to talk about this. But for my focus week, I actually made my button layout for that hitbox mode. So this is all my...
I think you talked about it last week, actually.
I talked about doing it. I don't think I talked... Did I talk about playing it?
Yeah, I think you showed it off, too.
Oh, shit, my bad. Okay, well... I haven't
it's
used
still
it.
Here.
Because it's fucking weird as fuck. I'm not sure if I want to learn how to use it.
Wait, we got a question from Wags.
He's asking what's up with the Yu Yu Hakusho versus Universal Fighting System box.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
I don't know. But
we don't know about that.
It's too much. Like, I want to do it.
It's just so much. Like, you got to.
It's like 80. It's 80 bucks for a full box.
No, bro. No, that's too much.
Like, I kind of down just to see what they got in there.
No, because I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to play for a while and I'm not going to play it again. I can already tell.
Yeah, I know. But I don't really want to play it, though. You know, I just want to see what the cards are.
I want to collect. I would like to collect them.
Yeah, I just want to collect them. That's all I want to do. Maybe I'll just do it for that. Buy a new binder and those, you know, for cards.
Buy packs. Buy packs.
Yeah, just throw them all in there and be like, all right, I'm good. Yeah. Let me do that. Anyways, maybe I'll do that. Doubt it. But what else? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to start working on building my next arcade box.
What's the game?
Not an arcade system. My arcade stick.
Oh, okay.
So building a new stick. I bought pieces today. I might start cutting that up when I have time. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll start doing it because I have some time in the morning. So I already have the system. It's going to be a drawer now. It's going to just slide out. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. I need a new one, man.
But so I'm gonna do that, and hopefully read these damn comics and play some more Soul and maybe some more Sam Show and watch some more whatever I've been watching. Like I've been watching a mix of like Kenshin and because I just finished uploading most of Yu Yu Hakusho now into my server, so I've been randomly just watching like a little piece of the episode just to verify that it's all encoded correctly.
Did I give you the thing the special?
No.
Oh, fuck. All right, after this, I'll get it.
All right, but yeah, so I've been variously randomly watching random episodes of like Kenshin. Actually, yeah, I watched a lot of Kenshin actually recently, like the first season.
It's good.
Yeah, dude, that fucking one episode where they take the train and fucking Sanosuke is tripping out.
Suck away your soul.
Yeah, like with the camera.
It's not a joke.
But what he's talking about with the train, though, he's like, how does this train run again?
They're
like,
it's
steam. So like a teapot? You're telling me? Are you stupid?
Yeah, you're telling me a teapot can keep this place going?
Yeah.
he really didn't like that. Yeah, I forgot he didn't appreciate that.
But like the way he said, like, are you stupid? You're telling me a teapot is moving this huge thing?
I remember it showed him as the rooster and Megumi as the what?
She's a fox.
The fox. It showed them arguing or whatever as the animal.
It wasn't Megumi. The Megumi wasn't there.
It was Kaoru.
It was Kaoru, yeah.
Stupid.
Anyway, so that's what I got planned, I guess, for the most part.
All right, for me.
And maybe start this TV Lego set. Maybe.
I'm going to read these comics I showed you guys off that I just bought, X-Force and Firepower. I want to read these pretty badly to see what's up with them. See what the mystery is. I'm going to keep watching that Raised by Wolves show. Probably not too fast. I think I'm going to start The Boys season 2 because I really want to watch it.
Okay.
And everyone keeps talking about how good it is.
Yeah, but Umbrella Academy, though.
I know, yeah. I'll watch more of that first. I'm probably going to watch episode 3 tonight because it's just so good, dude. Krause is fucking hilarious.
Dude. Yeah, dude, just finish that shit, and then you can start watching The Boys. The faster you get through Umbrella Academy, the faster you can watch The Boys.
You know what? That's a better idea, because then I can give The Boys enough time to build up all its episodes.
Oh, okay, even better.
You're right. That's a good idea, because they're at 6 right now. I can wait till they're at 10.
Okay.
All right, but that's the main thing. I'm playing more of Spider-Man PS4. Oh, that game is so good. The mechanics are so fucking good, man. Like, you can just, the web swinging just feels so natural.
Because you've done it before.
Yeah, in a lot of games. Okay. There's a lot of Spider-Man games. Okay, shut the fuck up. Yeah. It feels so natural, though, man. Like, it feels like exactly like when, in Into the Spider-Verse, when Peter's teaching Miles, he's like, shoot, swing, release. He's like, shoot, swing, release. Remember he's teaching him how to web swing?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It felt like that when it's happening in the game. You're like, oh, this is... All right, smart. And you know, they played it right. But yeah, I guess that's it from Focus Week. We'll see you guys next time.
I guess so, yeah. We're not going to be able to hear this music, but...
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Maybe. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Discord. I mean, clip20.com/Discord.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!